Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Philip Alexander on the line, and he is the PR director over at Project M at IPMD. Philip, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Philip, I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we will talk about AI to improve psychological health care and really customer satisfaction. So maybe just to get us kicked off, let's go a little bit further into Project M. So tell us a little bit more about Project M and really how it can improve our lives.
Okay, Project M is a highly accurate emotional artificial intelligence platform that is capable of identifying human emotions based on hidden and microfacial expressions. Our mission is to give M the ability to understand human emotions and interact with them. In this way, Project M wants to ensure no one will be lonely or emotionally vulnerable. To give you an understanding of Project M, I will explain the reason for its creation. UC Berkeley alumni innovator, researcher, and entrepreneur Min Lee founded Project M in January of 2016. At that time, one of his Berkeley graduate student interns, Xuqing Zhang, committed suicide. Her death triggered and accelerated the inception of Project M. No one had noticed Xuqing's emotional pain and depression. The team thought that if they had some indications early on, her death could have been avoided. This gave men a strong desire to gain a deeper understanding about human emotions and vulnerabilities. The purpose was to create a solution to prevent tragic situations like Xuqing's death. A small team headed by Min Lee was formed, and over time, more people joined who believed in the shared visionary idea of Project M. Project M is an artificial intelligence technology. It is fully capable of understanding human emotions and emotion vulnerabilities. This gives it the ability to directly interact with people and serve as the perfect companion for all of humanity. As of November 1st, 2020, we have committed more than 96,000 combined human hours and hundreds of thousands of machine learning hours to achieve many amazing and impressive milestones. But the best of all is when we joined NVIDIA Inception Program, the AWS Active Program, and also the GCP Startup Program. The GCP Startup Program is allowing us to use numerous cloud resources, including NVIDIA GPUs, to train hundreds and thousands of training input data provided by our emotional intelligence team. Every 2 weeks, we start a new training period to keep our platform as updated and accurate as possible. Project M is proud to be a tech partner of Google Cloud, a member of NVIDIA's Inception program, and also involved in the Amazon Web Service Active Startup program. We also were invited to become a Google Cloud Platforms technology partner. We began our beta testing launch to the general public as of August 27, 2020. Everyone can now enjoy and explore Project M for free. All of this was accomplished with our very young and energetic team. We have 10 employees that are under stock options and about 20 students under student internship programs. The team is very strong in terms of the foundation. Everyone is current or former student of the founder, Min Lee, who shares the vision of the company. Everyone on the team that shares the vision created by the founder, Min Lee, is the real secret reason how Project M outperforms major giants such as Microsoft, Google, Apple, and Amazon. Did you know that suicides are the second leading cause of death for ages 10 to 34? Furthermore, suicides are among the top 10 leading causes of death for all age groups in the U.S. Up until 2001, suicide numbers have continuously been increasing at a steady rate. However, from 2002 on, suicides have been increasing much more rapidly. This is where Project N comes in, with the purpose of reversing the increasing growth rate of suicide, and thereby saving lives.
Wow, what an amazing story. I love when something is really, it seems like this grassroots effort has really come and it's really transformed into, I would call it a movement. Would you agree?
Yes. All the people on the team have a strong desire to make this work to decrease the suicide rate.
That's a big deal. And so let's go a little bit further into maybe some of the mechanics of Project M. I understand that it's currently pre-revenue. I mean, how do you see Project M becoming really a profit generator?
Well, according to Business Wire's Global Motion Detection and Recognition Market Growth Trends Strategic Analysis and Forecast of 2018 and 2023, the emotion detection market is estimated to witness a compounded annual growth rate of 32.7%. This was expected to drive the market to reach $24.74 billion this year. Project M will become a solution which will include but not be limited to individuals who are emotionally vulnerable or have potential risk factors of depression and suicide. Customers, family members, primary doctors, and specialists can use Project M for identification of risk factors and preventing further complications that might result in suicide attempts. Other possible markets are smart car manufacturers and smart car drivers who want their smart cars to identify their emotions and interact with them accordingly. The same thing can apply for smart homes. Furthermore, small business owners who frequently use applications for customer relationship management can use Project M to create a report. This report would inform the small business owners when a particular customer likes or dislikes certain goods and or services. Another big market for the M is the virtual meetings and lectures. Project M could identify when and who is having trouble understanding what is being talked about. Additional uses include emotional chatbots, interactive website platforms, and medical applications to aim for endless possibilities of growth. Currently, we have three different business models. Our first model is to license our Project M platform technologies to large tech companies such as Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, etc. All these companies already spent significant amounts of money in order to develop a system that can understand human emotions just based on facial looks. All of them have failed to come up with a reliable solution. By teaming up with reputable sales reps who have connections to the decision-making groups of these tech companies, we can generate revenue. Our second model is to deploy a camera system that has been equipped with Project M. That would allow the camera system to understand human emotions in real time. We are currently developing this system at the moment. The potential buyers will be retail stores, restaurants, shopping malls, airports, train stations, stadiums, as well as virtual meetings and lectures. Our third business model is a Project M-based mental telehealth platform. Mental telehealth platform will be the next promising paradigm of mental disorder treatment. Project M-based mental telehealth platform business model is particularly promising because both mental disorder specialists and their patients prefer virtual treatment. The platform would include essentials in the home console, such as ways to contact a doctor, a psychiatrist, a clinical psychologist, a therapist, or just someone to talk to. It can also include chat rooms for specialists, patients, appointments, and prescription requests. For group therapy, a main virtual treatment room could be made to invite all people who are lonely and emotionally vulnerable. We are very excited at the fact that this week we were invited to take part in the Department of Veterans Affairs AI Tech Sprint Mental Cohort. This will allow us to work on our third business model to make it a reality for saving lives.
Wow. This is great. And I like the plan, and I like the fact that it's diversified. So meaning by having those different angles and different business areas of the business model, I'd say, it just makes it seem like it'll be like something that's going to be there, like, and can grow long term versus something that, you know, that starts and then just kind of fails at a certain level of scalability. So, I mean, I just like the diversification of the whole thing. Maybe it makes sense to shift focus a little bit and talk about maybe the overall market. What do you think is wrong with existing emotional AI platforms? And what makes Project M maybe just a little bit different in solving the problems?
Well, when we began this project, we had to question if it was even possible for current existing AI to recognize emotions accurately and in turn be able to help humans with their emotional well-being and happiness. The most popular method that exists today to accomplish this is computer vision technology. This technology relies on a method of reading facial muscle movements to identify human emotions. Unfortunately, this approach has limitations. Humans do not always reveal their emotional state through facial muscle movement, and it's not uncommon for someone to try and hide them as well. If there are no facial expressions or they are not genuine, emotional AIs using this developed technology will lead to unreliable results. The second method is a deep neural network. It is also known as a convolutional neural network. It is capable of processing labeled image input data. For an AI to be reliable, it requires a good algorithm combined with accurately labeled training data for supervised learning. Minley and the Project M team are confident that the IT industry is already equipped with a highly functional algorithm. So now the question becomes, who can provide the accurately labeled training data? Unfortunately, up to this time, no one has been able to produce a reliable training data set to create a platform that is highly accurate. Therefore, both methods, one using computer vision technology and the other using machine learning, have not worked well. Creating hundreds of thousands of reliable, clean training data is extremely challenging. Human emotion is very complex, and reading this complex emotion just by facial looks is nearly impossible. In order to tackle these problems, the team needed to understand how many possible subcategories of human emotions there are. We started off by assuming there are 8 universal emotions: anger, contempt, disgust, fear, happy, neutral, sad, and surprise. And each of these emotions can be identified to have at least 4 different intensities. That is, 8 emotions with 4 intensities. All combinations of these emotions and their intensities are possible. Calculating all these possibilities, we ended up with about 400,000 different variables for emotions. It's virtually impossible to provide such an enormity of clean data, which is why, until now, no one has succeeded in developing a truly accurate emotional AI. We dared to challenge ourselves to solve these problems. The Project M team is divided into 2 groups. The first group is an emotional intelligent group, which is responsible for creating accurately labeled training data. And the second group is the programming machine learning group, which is responsible for using full-stack engineering to launch Project M for public use. Project M is now accessible, free of charge, for the public use. I highly encourage everyone to register, log in for free at https://projectm.ipmdinc.com. That's projectm.ipmdinc.com. I want to thank Adam Torres for inviting us to this podcast. We really appreciate this opportunity to share Project M with you and your listeners. If your listeners have any more questions, they can send them to our email at pr@ipmdinc.com. Thank you.
Fantastic. And Philip, I really do appreciate you coming on today to share more about Project M and really all the great work that you're doing over there. I mean, it's just really, it's really remarkable. and to the audience always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We'd like to have you be return listeners. If you're a first-time listener and you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, and Philip, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.